wanting to feel more adaptable.
I'm taking this away. They're abusing this recording. All of you who have felt said hello to by these guys now. All right. So thank you guys. We're doing well. There's a lot of stuff. We're getting it. Yeah. So I'm gonna give you the real short version. Because it's good for a historical background, and I don't know why. You know, you'd think I'd do something different. But remember I talked before about the five elements? Okay? So it's fire, earth, metal. That's right, water, and wood. Okay? Yeah, everything in the Chinese is in the five elements. And so feng shui is about the five elements. And it's about the organs and the meridians, actually, that relate to the five elements, relate to the different areas of the bagua. I mean, it's real, real simple. There are two pieces of this that are fun to know. Why do they go in this direction? There are two cycles, and it's probably written in your material there someplace, so don't worry about it too much. But I want you to kind of understand, because I may be able to actually make up something to show you. There's what's called a creation cycle. And the way that works is fire creates earth. Now you could say, okay, great, campfire burns down, there's ashes, that turns into earth, okay? Great, so just whatever metaphor you can use. But fire gives rise to or feeds the energy of earth. Earth then creates metal. So think of whatever earth does and pressure does and all the ores and the stuff in there that get into metal, okay? Metal creates water. And so think of those mineral springs, you know, that happen around the mineral deposits, all kind of stuff. But anyway, it creates or feeds the water energy. Water, of course, creates or feeds wood. And wood then feeds fire. So that's the creation cycle. So what happens is fire creates more earth, creates more metal, creates more water, creates more wood, creates more fire, earth, metal, water, wood. And if that were all there were to it, in the absence of some blockage of energy, we would soon have an overabundance of fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. All right? And so it could get carried away. So nature, in his or her infinite intelligence, created what's called the control cycle to make sure things don't get out of hand. So the way that works is this. Fire controls metal because fire can melt metal, right? Metal controls wood because, of course, an axe can cut through wood. Wood controls earth. Ask anybody who's ever had a big tree next to a sidewalk. Okay? Because wood can penetrate the earth. Earth controls water, a dam, okay? And water controls fire. That's Smokey Bear.
The Chinese version of rock, paper, scissors has five.
Now that would be interesting. I don't know about that one. That's good. So get that what happens is two things are going on simultaneously. And in the ideal world where everything is flowing in all directions, you have continuously being created or being fed each of the five elements, while continuously they are being monitored by another element to make sure it doesn't get out of control. And so in that way, what happens is we have balanced energy everywhere. And we have an abundance of energy for everything. Now, where we get, so I just wanted you to kind of understand that whole principle, okay, that there are two aspects of this. Where we get into trouble is if we have, you know, fire creates energy, creates earth, earth creates metal, but there's some blockage in here. See, stomach and spleen are the meridians in the earth elements. Now, if there's something out of balance with stomach and spleen, if there's a little kink in that hose, okay, then metal, which is lung and large intestine, are going to actually be under energy, right? I put a kink in that hose, there's not enough energy going around over here. Now, I could just as easily have a kink in the hose here, or earth could be over energy, liver and gallbladder, and over control earth. I didn't mean it. Wood could be over energy and over controlling earth, which means suppressing it. And so not enough energy gets around the metal. Same thing could happen. I don't have any energy going on in the lung or large intestine.
I missed the wood is over energy.
If wood is over controlling earth.
Over controlling. Then
it's supposed,
earth doesn't have it.
Yeah. So yeah, if it's over energy, over controlling, then it'll shut down the flow around here.
Yeah. So you're saying if metal is under energy, there are two reasons. Earth is under energy.
Yeah.
Or wood is over energy.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is basically a cause for earth being under energy in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. So there's one or two reasons that earth is probably under energy. Now, it's always nice when it comes out nice and even like this and it works out. But it doesn't always, not always that the earth is out. Sometimes one of the things in fire is out and it finally runs out of steam by the time it gets around the metal or gets around the water, okay? But I just wanted you to understand the cycles on this. There's a very, very important, okay, I can do two things at once. This is good. There's a very important principle that I want you to understand because it's at the heart of really kind of opening up Touch for Health to a whole new level of limiting emotional patterns, okay? And it's called reactive muscles. Now, in the realm of things, right now I'm going to tell you, you can sort of forget about the five elements. I told you that. The information's in there. The old way we used to do this, so I'm going to tell you, the old way we used to do this was that we would do a 14 muscle balance like we did part of today, okay? We'd make a note of what things, what meridians are out of balance, and I'd find out, oh, we had under energy here, and something was out over here, and like that. And then there are some, so then we balance everything. But I'd know where the things were out of balance when we started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you could check the pulse points, which we're not going to have to learn how to do. And you can muscle test them, but you could check the pulse points and find out, oh yeah, there was over energy over here and over energy over here. And you could say, wow, if I know there's over energy and then not enough, means it's backed up and then not enough and then not enough, wow, the key is kind of right in here someplace. Because here's what happens. I can balance everything, and when we're all done, everything tests out fine. Phil, let me borrow you. What was out of balance today? What muscle was?
Liver.
Liver. Yeah, that's the one I remember. Okay. All right, so let's just try this for a moment here. I'm going to push up and out. So hold it. Yeah. Hold it right out there, and I'm going to push that way. Okay. So hold that. Okay, so liver is nice and strong right now, okay?
I was kind of drifting
to sleep. No, you're doing just fine. I had to think for a minute here. Okay. Anterior serratus. Let's do. You know, I'll do better on this side here. Anterior serratus, lung. Lung, I think, was fine on him. And I'm just guessing right at the moment, but I'm sort of intuiting. Right now, lung is fine. Let's come back to liver. I'm going to pull up now. Liver is fine. Lousy test, but liver is fine. He did fine. But what I want to know is, will liver stay fine? Is there something going on in his system? Okay?
Yeah.
So, liver is fine. Come back and test lung. Lung. Now right away, give me liver again here. Liver starts to go. So liver's fine, lung's fine, but if I do lung on its own and then liver, it starts to shut down. That's called a reactive pattern. Thank you, because we'll get back to that, okay? So, and I'm just making these up right now. Lung is all the way over here in metal, okay? But liver was over here, and he had, this guy was out of balance. We didn't test for over-energy, so I had to kind of guess, okay? And I actually looked for something that was physiologically close by, because what happens is this, and I'm going to make this up, and this isn't necessarily real. I've made this up, but there is some relationship there, so we'll play with it. Lung meridian for Phil, we didn't know it. Lung tested strong, but in truth, it was over energy. It was actually too strong. You can't find that out by just testing the muscle test. It's strong, okay? How do I know if it's too strong? Okay? But it was too strong. Well, we don't know why because, but we just, right now, we're saying that was too strong. Liver, wow, liver was weak. It was out. It wasn't working well. We rubbed the neural lymphatics. It got better. Probably what was happening is liver has been out of balance or keeps going out of balance a whole lot. And somehow, either because of or in order to compensate for it, anterior serratus over here has been doing extra work, covering, recruiting, doing whatever. Mm-hmm. Or anterior serratus over here has been working so hard, you know, that it's over controlling the heck out of liver. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so, of course, liver's never going to be strong. Yeah, you rub the points, I'll be strong. But 5 minutes later, you put the two of us together and we don't know how to work together. I'm still going to bully. I'm still going to over-control. Mm-hmm. And the analogy that I use for this is like kids on a playground. You have the bully, and you have the meek little kid, okay? And they're all innocent and having a good time, and then the bully starts to bully. And the little kid runs away and hides. Mm-hmm. Teacher has a little talk with the bully. Says, you know, if you really want to have friends around here, you got to be nice and you got to be respectful. And all the bully says, well, I really do want to have friends, and it's a bad habit of mine, but I'll be good now, I promise. She says, okay, go make up. So the bully runs over, the little kid says, hi. And the little kid says, no, 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 I don't trust you. Okay? So that's a reactive relationship. So I can balance all of this, and then lung runs right back over and says, hi, I'm just fine. Aren't you good now that you're nice and strong? And he says, no, 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 you're around here. I'm on. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And so what happens is the lung says, okay, well, I'll just take over again then. And we end up going right back into the same old pattern. That's called reactive muscles. It has nothing to do with the present moment, but it's a reactivation of an old pattern. That all makes some sense now?
Yeah.
Okay? So this used to be the way we used to have to kind of figure it out by mapping out points and doing stuff. So what I've done is I've really found a way to clear these emotionally. And it's with the limiting emotional patterns. So we actually work with the emotional words to let go of feeling too much of whatever a lung has been feeling too much of, which isn't positive, and to allow myself to feel more of whatever liver needs to feel more of to get stronger and stay strong. Great, that's good. Now, how do we figure it out? So that's where we're going now, to alarm points. Alarm points are the key to figuring this out. So I'm sorry if that was a little confusing, but I wanted to have a little bit of history to kind of understand energetically what goes on here. Mm-hmm. You know, and then to know that what we're doing is we're sort of bypassing the detective work now and making it really simple to clear this up. You're going to ask. Yes, Jen.
I'm following, and just in the last, like, 3 seconds,
yep,
there was a bleep. We can clear this emotionally, and we do that with, and then you made reference.
Limiting emotional patterns.
Okay.
And it is it's a technique that I'm going to teach you right now.
Okay.
Okay?
And is that the alarm point?
Yeah, and we're going to use the alarm points to do that.
Okay, thanks.
Robert, one really quick question. How do you know it was over energy again?
Well,
is that not clear, but I'm just
It has to be something over energy to suppress, to turn off something, to make something else under energy.
Because it's the control.
Something's
okay,
got
okay, because when by itself it was fine, but then when you did that and then that,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
it triggered the over control. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, usually there's an over energy somewhere that's over controlling something or hogging the energy one way or the other. Yeah.
And he was guessing it the lot because he knows there would be something over there in metal.
Yeah. So I had to guess with Phil because we didn't do all of this ahead of time.
Right.
On page 10 of your book, there are the alarm points. And then, Graham, do you know I've messed up my book here a bunch. You know where I put the limiting emotional patterns?
What form? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the form of it to fill out.
Oh, I didn't know it was in the. I have some.
Did I not put it in here? Oh, that would have been. Okay, well, get your page 10. I know you've got that. And I was sure.
I have some.
Thank you. Yeah, and so do I, and I guess I do want the forms. I really thought I put one in here. Okay, I have to give you one. All right, so I'll give you a limiting emotional pattern form. Boy, that was silly. I thought I did that. Okay.
Yeah.
See if we've got enough of these to go around. Oh, yeah. You get yours? You get enough?
Yeah.
Good, okay. His are more organized than mine. That'll confuse them more.
So, thank you.
Okay.
Is this what we're looking for?
That's it.
Oh!
Well, it,
oh.
It's actually on an 8.5 by 11 sheet.
And later.
Yeah, and it's a little different order, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Do you have one more?
The ways to clear emotional, whatever.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Emotional reactives. In other words, to clear those emotional reactive patterns. So you have two pieces of paper now. You have your alarm points,
uh-huh,
and you have the limiting emotional patterns.
Right. And I have an extra one.
Ah, you do. There's where it went to. You knew you counted them, didn't you, Graham?
No, I didn't. Put them all down.
So here's what you're going to add to. Here's what you're going to add to the 14 muscle balance. Before you test any muscles, so you go through and do your regular setup, you do your goals, you do your emotions, and all that kind of stuff, okay? Before you start with muscle number one, you check the alarm points. Because the alarm points will tell you which meridians are over energy. And all you do is you mark them down on the left-hand side of your sheet where it says over energy. Hey, does that make some sense? I haven't shown you what the alarm points are yet, but you're going to go through. It's like checking circuit breakers in your house. You go to that circuit breaker box, and you see which of those circuit breakers is thrown, and you make a note of it. Then you go through and you do your regular 14 muscle balance. Fix everything, do everything, but when something's actually out of balance, you mark it. Put a little circle around it on the right-hand side. So you remember to come back and check it. Because that tells you, now you have a record of, before I started, here was the stuff that was over energy. Here are the circuits that were blown because they were too much energy. And here are the circuits that I had to fix because they didn't have enough energy. Now I have my information. Okay?
I'm still
over energy.
How we got...
Alarm point.
All
right, page 10.
Okay, we haven't gotten there yet.
So we're going to do it right now.
Got it.
Page 10, I had mine out, and then I put it down.
Oh, and then after that, for muscle testing, we checked the under energy.
Okay, so Graham, let me use you. So, what I'm going to do right now, when you test alarm point for over energy, you're going to lightly touch the alarm point. Now, lightly touch, I want you to use two fingers or a thumb. And that's only because the individual fingers have polarity to them, positive and negative, okay? So put them together and it's neutral.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It's not a big deal, but it just makes it a little more accurate. you have polarity on your fingers, so two fingers together makes neutral.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so either index and middle finger together to touch a point, or the thumb, which is neutral.
Okay.
Okay? The alarm point. What you'll notice is that there are alarm points that go down the center of the body. Yeah, and then there are some alarm points that are on both sides of the body called bilateral alarm points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I tend to work from the top of the body down, center, out, inside, out, whatever. I'm muscle testing, and you can just laying down with the anterior deltoids if you want, but I'm muscle testing. I start by lightly, that's the key, lightly touching the first alarm point, which is just above the upper lip, the end of the governing meridian. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And I test it. It's clear. So I don't have to mark anything. I'll go down to central meridian, the next one down.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. I do lung, and there's one on each side of the shoulder there, so I just test one, and then I test the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go down to circulation, which is the middle of the sternum. And again, I'm touching lightly, and of course I'm testing lightly too, and I test that. I come down to the base of the sternum, that's heart. And I test that. From heart, if I just go out, I'm on the ribs, I go straight out from the base of the sternum, those are the liver points. Okay? And I'm kind of giving you the reference so it'll make sense on your chart. And I check those. Then down in a tiny little bit at the edge of the rib cage there, so I'm actually touching the edge of the rib cage, that's gallbladder points. And I'm testing each one of these, I hold them. Then I come down and it's halfway between the base of the sternum and the navel, is stomach, one point. Straight out from stomach, on the side, I have spleen. And since I'm already there, I go around and up about an inch or so and I get kidney. Then I come back and I get spleen and kidney on the other side. Then I find the navel, one inch on each side of the navel, large intestine alarm points. Now between the navel and the top of the pubic bone, there are three points. So just go down about an inch and you have triple warmer. No, small intestine. Yeah, triple warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Small intestine,
bladder.
So what I just did is I went through and I checked all of those 14 alarm points. Anything that tested weak. So what I want you to do right now is, so let's make this real, okay? So just think of an issue area, something that you'd love to clear up. You don't have to tell us at all about it. Got it? All I'm just having to bring up something that's not peaceful for him at the moment, okay? So I'm going to run through these again, okay? So covering, central. Central's out. So what I do is I put a little mark around central meridian, okay? Then I go down to lung. Circulation, heart's out. So I put a little circle around the word heart over there on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
I go out from heart directly, so I have liver, down to the edge of rib cage, gallbladder, halfway between the navel and the base of sternum, the stomach. Out the side is spleen, it's out, so I put a little circle around spleen.
Mm-hmm.
Kidney is back and up another inch or so spleen, kidney on the other side. Inch on each side of the navel is large intestine, triple warmer, small intestine, bladder. So what I've done now is stirred up something here. Sorry about that.
You gotta fix it, right?
Yeah. I'll get back to
that. That just tells me to stop thinking about it. That's all I did in the first place anyway, was think about it, right?
Yeah, that's it. All right, have a seat. I'll get back to you. I promise.
Take two emotions and I'll call
me
in the morning.
Yeah, take two emotions and call me in the morning. That's good. So notice all I did. Now, once I know where those alarm points are, then all I did is I muscle tested it, and the body told me, on this issue, on this goal, with this circumstance, these are the circuits that get blown. This is where the over-energy comes through. And by the way, you can think of a light touch telling you where just the slightest little thing makes it, you know, overreact, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just think light touch. That's the important piece. So I circled on there three meridians. I don't have to do anything with those right now because I'm going to go back, and I'm going to muscle test it. Okay, Jen.
Two questions. You're doing the alarm points after they stated the goal or before?
After they stated the goal.
Okay.
After they stated the goal, we've gotten the emotion. Everything is up, and it's just before I would jump in and do central meridian. And
okay, that's
yeah.
the first question. Second question is, if you did the alarm points as you did now before anything was said and one of them was weak, would you still proceed? Or would you, it's like, they were all strong when you first did it.
Yeah.
He
did just have a balancing too.
Yeah, so he did have a balancing.
And I didn't bring up anything in particular, so I'm just sitting here and I'm sort of good with everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It doesn't matter if something's out to start with, or you wouldn't even do it after the...
Yeah, I'm going to guarantee you something is out, or the person wouldn't be there for a balancing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a goal or a focus of some kind. All of us, even though we just got balanced, it just shows you that. Even though we just got balanced, you know, I can get him to bring up something else that needs that creates an imbalance in his life.
Okay.
So every goal, 5 minutes later, after you're totally balanced, can bring up a whole new set of circumstances to balance. So there will be something out.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Now, occasionally, by the way, you'll go through and none of the alarm points will blow, in which case you just do your 14 muscles and you do your thing. But mostly what I'm going to tell you is when you get good at this, you'll always find the over-energy. Because almost never will you have something out of balance and under energy with no over energy hogging it. It's got to go somewhere.
Is this pitch for help?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a.
You're in the right place.
What I did is I actually took some ELB principles and came back and made a touch for health concept of reactive muscle much more powerful.
There was
powerful.
A reason for my question.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Yeah. John C. never heard about doing limiting emotional patterns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? And nobody who hasn't been taught by me knows anything about doing limiting emotional patterns. It just happens to be the most powerful way. I'm going to tell you right now, you could do limiting emotional patterns. You could actually go through and do 14 muscles, do no corrections, clear the emotions with the pattern I'm going to show you right here, and everything would be balanced.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly, because the emotions rule.
Exactly. So if I had a client, all they have to do is do just what you did to him, make the little circles, and then I'd know exactly what was out of kilter.
Yeah, and so since you mentioned that, I will give you the one other shortcut, so I'll balance you. So,
okay.
Who had the extra sheet laying around?
I did, but I tossed it.
You
did
that. Okay. So, what were the meridians that were out on the over energy?
Central, heart, and spleen.
Yeah.
Central. Thank you. Heart and spleen. There it is. All right. So now I've got it. So now, here's. This is for Lila now. So now, Lila, all you have to learn is the alarm points. All
right.
I like knowing all the other muscles.
Right.
I like doing a 14-muscle balance.
Right.
I like being able to have a client like Phil and say, look, physiologically, look how everything looks good, but these muscles don't work well together.
Right.
Athletes go nuts about that. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, no wonder I keep pulling a hamstring or I keep doing that, okay? But so I'm just telling you, I don't throw everything overboard.
Right.
It's
a lot
just
of people like the attention of getting being touched.
But when I have a limited amount of time, or when I have asked a volunteer to kindly stir up something, and I want to actually do a very thorough, complete job of clearing it up, what I can do is I can use alarm points a second time. Now, just intuit with me for a minute. I'm leading you on with my question. If I want to find over energy, I touch real lightly while I test the alarm points. So if I want to find under energy, how would I test? I would push deeply on each point. I don't test stronger on the arm, but I push deeper on the point. So in order to find out if there's under energy, I have to kind of push down and see if I find anything. Does that make sense? So now, because I don't have time to go through a 14 muscle balance, or whatever reason, or I'm too lazy or whatever, hold right here, I go through the alarm points again, right away, and I push deeply on the governing point, push deeply on the central point, push deeply on the lung point, goes out. That means that's an under energy. I quickly go over here and I make a little mark next to lung on the right-hand side.
Right.
Okay?
Got it.
All right, I test the other lung, then I test the circulation. And I'm pushing deeply now, so I test the heart. Yeah, okay. I test the liver. There it is right there. It's liver. Okay, so I've marked that. Gallbladder. Stomach. Spleen. Kidney. Spleen. Kidney. Large intestine. Triple warmer. Small intestine is out. And bladder. So I skip it. Thank you. Liver and small intestine. So I mark those guys over here. So now what I have the key to his freedom. Right here.
Right.
Okay? Because I know where the over-energy is, I know where the under-energy is, and all we have to do is fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, give me a minute.
So it's just like this thing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
now, I could probably map them out on the five-element wheel and see where it all fit out and do all the old stuff we used to have to do. But first of all, the way they corrected that was strictly physiological. In other words, you hold points to transfer energy between, you know, so it dealt strictly on the physical basis. The way we're going to balance it is mental-emotional, which then will automatically heal the physical stuff. Okay? So, now here's the piece that you want. The big emotion chart with the this guy right here on page 9. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
See, this is where having all of these emotional words really helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's a point where I don't muscle test these emotions now. I let the person choose.
Mm.
So what I'm going to do, I want you to pay real close attention, and you can write on your sheet because I will give you a better sheet next, a bigger sheet
this
next
one?
Week. Yeah, you can write on it if you want, or write on some other piece of paper, okay? So I'm going to hand Graham that sheet. And Ashley, by the way, if you really love this, what you do is you blow up each little piece, and so you have each meridian on a readable piece of paper, okay?
Oh, right, right.
Huh? Oh, I gave you the wrong one. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I need this or that.
Okay, so now what I'm going to have him do is I'm going to have him look at, I'm going to start on the left there, look at the central meridian, and I direct him to the words on the right-hand side under central meridian. I ask him to choose one of those words he would love to let go of in his life.
Now, these are the ones where he had over-energy.
Over-energy. Over-energy always is a limiting emotion, and I want you to write this down, that you would love to let go of in your life. Okay? That's the most neutral way that I know to say it. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm saying, here it is right here. Choose one of those words you'd love to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all related, so I don't care what word he chooses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then I go down to the next one, which is the spleen meridian. So you go around to the earth element, look down the right-hand side of spleen, and I say, choose one of those words you would love to let go of in your life.
The right side, right.
On the right-hand side, because, remember?
Presumably, I won't want to let go of the things on the left.
Yeah.
It's all nice to have.
I got it.
Yeah, and at the top, by the way, at the top of your column over there, it says, I let go of feeling too much, and then it says limiting emotion, so that gives you a clue, limiting emotion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I go to the third one, which is heart, which is up in the fire element. Same thing. Choose one of those in the right-hand column that you would love to let go of. Then I go to the right hand. So I do that with every one. If there's one, I do it with one. If there was 10, I do it with 10. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to the right hand side, which were the under energies.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, those are the alarm points which when I pushed deeply, they were out of balance. Or those are the muscles which when you tested them, you had to do neuroemphatics and neurovascular to correct them.
Remind me which one they were.
Okay, well, for Graham, it was small intestine, liver and lung. So he's already doing it, which is good. So I'd have him go look at small intestine, which is up in fire. On the left-hand side, write this down. One of these you would like to experience more of in your life. Well, yeah, it's still, it's a touch for health concept, but I've put ELB.
And
onto this.
That's
an energetic life balance. It doesn't matter. It's the advanced stuff.
Okay?
So I take him then to the next one, which is liver, and say, you know, look at the left-hand side here. Pick one of these words you'd like to experience more of in your life, and the same thing for large intestine.
Lung.
Okay? All right? So you see what I just did? So now, what he has is he has three words on the left-hand side of his page that he's allowed to let go of in his life. He has three words on the right-hand side of his page, and it doesn't always come out three and three, right, by the way,
right.
So it just happens to be. He has three words on the right that he would really love to experience more of in his life. So understand that the bullies, in our earlier analogy, live on the left side of the chart. It's the stuff that he'd love to let go of. You see, for any of us, if I have, for instance, an emotion of fear, that's great. Fear, actually, I want you to get this. Fear is a great emotion for about 2 seconds. But if that came up, if that's the word I chose, what that means is, for me, fear lasts more than 2 seconds. It becomes a black hole that sucks me in. Okay? And it keeps me from having the experience that I want, which is over on the right-hand side of my page. So what we're doing is, we're letting go of, I let go of feeling too much fear. That's mine on the left. And I say that a bunch of times. I'm telling myself, okay, I can let go of having this be a big deal. Now, what do I do with that energy? It used to go into fear. I allow myself to feel more enlightenment, whatever I've got on the right-hand side. So, you know what to do with those habits, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
That was great, Robert.
So what happens is then, in Graham's case, let's just use mine, it doesn't matter. He had three and three. But so let's say I ended up, I don't care which meridians they are right at the moment, I had fear and I had enlightenment and I had joy. And I'm spraying, you know, so I don't care where they fit over there, but I have one on the left and I have two on the right. My homework is to repeat the statement just as it says right there on your paper. Okay, it's all written out. I let go of feeling too much fear, and I say that a whole bunch of times. Then I allow myself to feel more enlightenment a whole bunch of times. Then I go back again. I let go of feeling too much fear. I allow myself to feel more joy.
So you say
each
like
pair. Yep.
You
do this about 8 times, you do that 8 to 10 times. Then you do this about 8 to 10 times, then you do that 8 to 10 times.
Yeah.
And if I had anger over here, then I would do, I let go of feeling too much anger 8 to 10 times, and I allow myself to feel more enlightenment.
Right.
Then I let go of feeling too much anger, I allow myself to feel more joy. Because for me, the key to my pattern, and I just made this up, but when you do your own, which you will do, when you do your own, the key to your pattern is to notice that, for me, if this were real, fear and anger, because they are kind of a trap for me, they're like a tar pit, they keep me from experiencing enlightenment and joy. I cannot experience enlightenment and joy as long as I have fear or as long as I have any anger. Either one. So it's real clear what the pattern is. I've got to take this energy and I've got to put it into these things. And you do that for 7 to 10 days, a couple times a day, and pretty soon you've got new wiring in there. And it's shifted the energy. So fear comes up and automatically says, I know what to do with that, enlightenment. I know what to do with that, joy. So thank you, God, for the energy that comes up with that adrenaline rush. And now, instead of getting stuck in it, I'm going to put it to good use. So there are two things, actually there's four things you do all at one time that make this really powerful, and they're all written on the bottom there. And these are out of ELB, Energetic Life Balancing, but they're real simple and they clean it up real well. Remember these stress release points I talked about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you hold your ring finger and thumb together, like that, then these two fingers on the stress release point. In energetic life balancing, the ring finger is all the, not all, but 90% of the emotional points. So we're really putting all of the emotional points in circuit. We're holding our stress release points. So while we do this process, we're de-stressing. Okay? Also, while I'm doing this process, I'm doing eye rotation. Because eye rotations, every eye position accesses part of the brain. So I'm doing eye rotations, big, semi-slow, not too slow and not too fast eye rotations around, and then I'll go back around the other direction while I'm saying this. Because I don't want to just clear a little piece. I want to clear any pocket of this anywhere in my brain. Okay?
Thumb and middle finger.
Yep, and it actually says it on the bottom of your page right there. Hold tip of ring finger to the thumb on each hand.
Oh, got it.
Index and middle finger on the forehead ESR points. Do eye rotations while repeating each pair of statements.
Okay, got it.
So it would look like this for me. Okay? I let go of feeling too much fear. 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 I allow myself to feel more enlightenment. 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 I let go of feeling too much anger. 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 I allow myself to feel more joy. I allow myself to feel more joy. I allow myself to feel more joy. You got the picture?
Do you have to do the eye rotations like all the way around for each?
No, but it'd be nice to get it all the way around, and it doesn't always come out even. But what you want to notice is this. Mostly, especially when you first start this, your eyes will track real smoothly and then they'll skip a spot. That's the spot that has the stress. If you notice you're skipping any spots, or if you notice you're going around and you suddenly forget what you're saying, you know, you want to go back and forth over that spot a couple of times right then, and then just continue around your circle. Okay? So any sticky spots, any spots that you notice that you avoid, any places where you have a narrowed circle rather than expanded circle, a big wide circle, you want to expand it as much as possible and clean it and clear it as much as possible. You do this twice a day. First thing in the morning, last thing at night are my favorite. Start and end your day with it. You don't have to be shouting it from the rooftop, but you do want to at least say it subvocally, which means that you want to actually feel yourself saying it. Okay, I mean, let go of feeling too much enlightenment. Sure, I like that feeling. Sure. Okay, but you got the point. Okay, so you want to say it and feel it and do it. Okay, what happens here? So did you get clear on you? By the way, you can do it. I let go of feeling too much fear. I allow myself to feel more enlightenment. I let go of feeling too much fear. I allow myself to feel more enlightenment. You can do it pair back and forth. It seems to work better to let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. And now I take all that energy and then I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Notice that I don't care how many it is, I've got two and two, I've got four pairs. They are distinct pairs because fear shuts down enlightenment in a different way than fear shuts down joy. Okay? So it's a separate individual relationship. It's a separate individual muscle. And so I left Phil sitting there with something. So Phil, it was lung.
Lung and liver.
So... choose a word for me here. Lung. On the right-hand side, choose one of those you'd love to let go of.
Can it be all of them? No.
Just choose. Yeah, it will be. Yes, thank you. Yeah, choose the one that stands at the moment.
Depressed.
Great. All right, and then the other one was liver, right?
Yes.
All right, so liver. Actually, that was pretty close. No, it's not. Graham found a new way to organize them.
Oh, so they come out here, sir.
There we go. On the left-hand side, one of these you'd like to experience more of. And by the way, I recognize there's a few flaws in the system. I know on the chart, the right-hand side is limiting, the left-hand side is positive. On the handout thing, the left-hand side is limiting. Yeah, you guys can figure that out. Okay?
Happy.
Happiness, okay. Here's the other reason, by the way, that I like knowing all the muscles. I like going through the actual process because, remember, I showed him, because we went back and we did this, and I showed him, hey, look, liver, I'm going to push up there. That works fine. Lung, that works fine. But liver right after lung goes out to lunch. Okay? So now, your pattern, should you choose to accept it, here and here, okay? And I can coach him through his eye rotations if I want to do that. So I let go of feeling too depressed.
I let go of feeling too depressed. I let go of feeling too depressed. I let go of feeling too depressed. I let go of feeling too depressed. I let go of feeling too depressed. I let go of feeling too depressed.
I allow myself to feel more happiness.
I allow myself to feel more happiness. I allow myself to feel more happiness. I allow myself to feel and breathe more happiness. I allow myself to feel more happiness. I allow myself to feel more happiness.
Good. Okay. So now I can go back afterwards and I can check liver, which was strong before anyway, all on its own. Okay, I can check lung. I can come right back and I can check liver. And I can check lung. And I can check liver. And I can check lung. And I can check liver. Yeah, of course. It just goes. Thank you. Yeah. And by the way, take that one with you and work it.
Okay?
Because what happens is that'll rebalance it right then and there. And the repetition of that for 7 to 10 days, twice a day, that's just kind of the average, but the repetition of that then makes it a habit. It actually clears out that little chunk of bully pattern that's been laying in his system for God knows how long, okay? And yeah, there might be other variations on the theme, and maybe someday lung and large and liver will show up together in another reactive pattern, but he'll choose different words. It'll be a different thing. So what I'm saying is this is like the most powerful piece that I know to really work on this stuff. You can do it yourself. Remember, I've had you checking all of this, okay? Because it looks like this. Governing, central, lung, circulation, heart. And then I go back through again, deep, governing, central, lung, okay, by testing yourself. And then choose your own words and do your own patterns. Always set a goal so you have a focus.
I still want to come in and see you and have you do it, though.
That's okay. We can still play. All right. So here's the deal for this week. And I see shoes going on. We are time. When you look at the alarm point page again, page 10. Okay. And I want to make sure you know where those points are. I want you to practice this week. I mean, I'm adding things on. I want you to practice muscle testing other people, just regular old muscle testing, so you get used to it, you get the feel for it, you take what you've learned here, get as many people as you can, get more experience with it. Okay. I want you still to play with the emotion chart, behavioral barometer. Yes, Janet.
How can you test other people if you don't have a table?
Stand up. All you have to. No, I don't care about doing 14 muscles. I just care about getting a communicator muscle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want you to practice getting communicator muscle. Turn it off.
Oh,
turn
okay.
it back on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, do that. Do the basic setup with as many people as you can, just to get the feel for how people hear you and how they respond
yeah.
to your muscle testing.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I still want you to practice getting emotions on hangnails and stub toes and upsets and axe murderers and everything else, okay?
Can you do that?
Conscious, subconscious, body.
Oh, okay, but if you have, like you said, really, if you have a hangnail?
Yeah.
Really, or
I'm serious. If it's bothering you, you bet. Get the emotion
okay,
on it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, I don't care if it doesn't bother you. Who cares? You know. But anything that bothers you. And then I want you to practice your alarm points. Whether you actually do the limiting emotional patterns or not, although you can now, by the way, you can do this, okay? I want you to practice your alarm points. And so now, follow through with me, look at your chart, whatever you need to do on page 10. I want you to make sure you know where they are. So touch them on yourself and know where they are on the chart. Governing is right here, just in that little spot right below the nose on the upper lip, okay? Two fingers or a thumb, either one. Govern. Central. Okay, right underneath there. Everybody's got it. Good. Lung. Okay, so it's right inside the arms. That's on both sides.
Yeah,
you test one side at a time.
Yeah.
When I go through it right now, I'm just showing you where they both are. Which reminds me, we didn't do the muscle dance, but next week you can walk them through the muscle dance. Okay? Mid sternum, by the way, halfway down the sternum from the base of the sternum to the top, halfway is circulation. Okay? That's a little low, probably.
Okay,
you're closer to the
picture.
Base.
Okay.
attention.
I know. Don't go by the picture. That's what I say. I want you to look at the picture, and I want you to look here. But this
looks
is
like
halfway.
A breast,
yeah, this
picture,
is halfway.
It's not. Okay.
Heart is at the base of the sternum, right at the very, very base of the sternum. So you can actually feel where it looks. That's it, right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Straight out from heart is liver. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's above the lower ribs.
Yeah, you bet, because I have to go now down and in about an inch to the edge of the ribs, and that's where I get gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so gallbladder is right on the edge of the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Liver is right straight out from the base of the sternum. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, halfway between the base of the sternum and the navel, halfway is the stomach meridian. I'm giving you all the landmarks I can think of, by the way. From stomach meridian, if you just go straight around to the side, right on the side of the body, right under the armpits there, but straight out from that stomach meridian point, that's the spleen meridian point. If you go back around about 2 inches and up about an inch or two, you've got kidney point. And again, you know, you test one side,
yeah,
you test
right,
the other, okay? Now you come back, find the navel, 1 inch on each side of the navel, and you can do these both at the same time there because they're close, large intestine meridian. Between the top of the navel and between the navel and the top of the pubic bone, there are 3 points. So generally about an inch down is triple warmer, about an inch down is small intestine, right on top of the pubic bone is bladder.
I don't understand triple warmer.
What it means? Triple warmer is the adrenal glands. The thyroid, the parathyroid, the ductless glands,
okay.
The heat regulating. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Will you show me again the circulation? The
circulation is mid sternum.
Okay.
All you have to know is it's halfway between the top of the sternum and the base of the sternum. Halfway.
Well, I don't know where the base of the sternum is.
Well, it's right where the ribs come up like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's
yeah,
where
yeah.
heart meridian is.
Oh, okay.
On
so
the heart along the way.
Yeah.
So halfway.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Anybody else have confusion on the points? Because once you've got those points, you can do this. Okay. Awesome. All right. So there are more things that I did. Yeah, Lila.
I just got, you know, like I have a client that I'm seeing on Monday, and I'm thinking, and she's not very well. I could do this just by pointing on these.
That's exactly.
And muscle testing her on these rather than doing it on her body. Is that true?
Well, no, you're still muscle testing her. That's harder than touching the points on her body.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to tell you. If you practice between now and Monday on your self muscle testing, you can actually test alarm points on somebody else by touching their alarm points and muscle testing
that's
yourself.
That's what I want to
okay.
Out.
So
okay.
You can do that on yourself. If you get good at it, you can do somebody else's alarm points while you're doing your own muscle testing.
All right, great.
What it does, it keeps them out of the process, and for some people that doesn't matter. For other people, it makes it more like magic.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? How do you know? How
right,
could you...
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So that's why I like the thing. But yeah, you bet. You have somebody who just is too weak or is in a coma, for God's sake, you can go through and just touch points, do alarm points, and frankly, you can just choose the words yourself. You can do the patterns for them
right.
or give them the patterns to do.
For the affirmation.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Splatter on the pubis or right above the pubis?
Top of the pubic bone. Right at the top of the pubis. Yeah, the top end.
And is gallbladder...
Right at the
on
edge
the
of the
edge, so it's on, it's below.
Yeah, it's below, it's not
edge.
On top of the rib, it's like just
yeah.
the underside of the rib right there,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was one I had a question. The one that you said was, the stomach is midway at the bottom of the sternum.
Base of sternum and the navel. Yeah, come on in, come on in.
For me?
No, it's okay, I was just checking, class is still going up.
Yeah, we're just about done.
Okay.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's fine,
okay.
It's fine, I just finished my session because I
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right there, yeah. Okay, so any other questions on where those points are?
No, that's
you guys have a lot of stuff to play with. This, there are more things that I haven't told you this week than I have told you in terms of things that I thought would be fun. This is the most important, but we have to go through all this other stuff to kind of get here to have this make more sense. Practice this. Next week, I really encourage you, if you can, show up, okay? You know, to be here, to practice, to review. I will not be here next week, okay? I will be here the following week for our final, our fourth week of Touch for Health. when I'll try and throw in a whole bunch of extra fun things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, you get all of this stuff, and you've got the stuff you need. The other fun stuff you can add on later on as you go along. It's all written in the books, and I'll answer questions for you. So, but I want to show you some of the other fun things later. But this is the guts of it. This is the heart of it, okay?
It is.
So next week, if you can come. You're going to review. I'll ask you in front of everybody if you'd help kind of facilitate. I mean, right now, he's really good at this.
Yeah.
Besides being our excuse, he also keeps me honest. But if you'll help facilitate and do that, focus this week on muscle testing yourself and your alarm points. Key to this stuff. Okay.
I have an appointment at the beginning of next week's class. Would it make sense to come in the middle?
Yes, it would.
We're going to be doing a whole lot of practice probably. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So come when you can. Yeah. Probably what I'll tell you in general is a rule of thumb: don't come if you can only come for the last half hour, 45 minutes. That's not really quite enough. I mean, you know. But if you can come for half the time or an hour, hour and a half, then show up. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Very,
thank you.
Very well done today.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
Remember Carnegie Hall. Thank you. Practice.
All right.